Let's go to finance, and it's been a rocky year for Fairfax, and today's annual general meeting in Melbourne could create even more turbulence. Shareholders are expected to hold a protest vote over the lucrative pay deals given to its bosses.
They were paid despite the fact the media company's share price continues to fall. Earlier this year, Fairfax announced a survival strategy which included mass sackings and the closure of printing presses.
Apple has unveiled its latest product in California, the iPad Mini. Renowned for keeping tight-lipped about new products, Apple kept the tablet's development a secret. But Wall Street analysts had predicted that Apple was planning a less expensive version of the iPad to take on cheaper competing devices.
They say the move might hurt Apple's profit margins, but will prevent its rivals from dominating an increasingly important section of that particular market. Amazon and Google currently dominate the lower end of the tablet market.
To the markets, more weak earnings reports from US companies triggered a fall on Wall Street. The Dow closed at a seven-week low. In London overnight, the FTSE shed 85 points to commodity prices. West Texas crude is trading at $86 a barrel. Tapas crude is trading at $112 a barrel. And gold is worth $1,706 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 103 US cents, 79 euro cents and 64 pence sterling.